What's up, Disruptive Innovation? It's Ashley Tajay.
Hey, it's Nikki.
Hey, everybody, it's Taj. Hello.
And how you guys feeling? How are we feeling?
Woo! Feeling great. Feeling great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for asking.
Yes, and we got a drink.
Ooh,
yes.
You know, we stay with the drinks.
Stay with the drinks. This drink is the Disruptive Innovation drink. Exactly. So this is the Disruptive Innovation drink. This is something that I put together, the honorary bartender. So this is, what is in it? All right, we got peach. We got peach crown. We got Sprite. We have the peach mango juice, and then we have mango strawberry moscato.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, wow. And yeah. It is delicious, you all.
Yeah.
It's and great.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not too strong.
No.
We're trying to be tropical.
Right? Exactly.
It is what it is.
Right. It's springtime. It's a nice day today. It's really nice out today. Yeah.
It felt really nice out.
Yes. So, we have a special guest.
Woo!
Yes. Yep. So, introduce yourself, special guest.
So my name is Lorraine, aka It's the Culture Baby.
Yes. Ooh, welcome.
El Boogie.
El Boogie in the house.
Thank you. Thank you.
What you know about that Lolo?
How you feel to be on the show?
I'm excited.
Okay. Yes. We got a lot of good things to talk about.
Definitely.
Of course.
For sure, yes. For sure.
So a lot of crazy things been going on. Crazy things have been going on in the media lately. I'm with this Aisha Curry.
Light it up, Ash. Light it up.
You know what? I'm going to let you go first, Nick. Okay? Okay. I'm going to let you start this off.
All right. So,
freaking crazy.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, big shout out to Red Table Talk because I definitely like what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, most of us now know that Aisha Curry, along with the rest of the Curry women, were on Red Table Talk with Jada. And they were talking about basically how the women in the family cope with mm-hmm. their men having groupies.
Okay.
Yes. So that's the basis of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Aisha took her moment to be transparent and actually really break down what her problem was. And basically, I'm going to paraphrase for you guys. She basically said, Steph gets a lot of groupies.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. she's seen women literally throw themselves at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that at times it can be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Then she said, on the flip side, mm-hmm. her experience is that she actually doesn't get much male attention. And that it could make her feel a little insecure.
Yes.
I personally
mm-hmm.
didn't feel like there was anything wrong with what she said. However, that has lit up news and social media, Facebook feeds, memes, Instagram.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
The internet has no chill right now.
It's none at all.
And these men are wilding the fuck out.
Like,
they
definitely
are. Literally crazy.
Like, being very disrespectful.
Wild rude. So, tell me what y'all think. What's your take on it?
Yeah, what's your take on it, Lorraine?
Okay, so my take on it is this. First and foremost, she has to remember who her husband is because the fact is he's Steph Curry. Like, who's
yes.
going to holler at his wife? That's what she needs to think about.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, but some niggas would violate, though.
They, in a way, but then no, because Steph Curry is so, like, his persona is so mm-hmm. upright,
okay.
they're not going to disrespect that man like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
So that's
okay.
why they're not even going to try to even holler at her like
okay.
that.
Okay.
If they do, it's going to be so low-key to where, like, it's going to take everybody by surprise. You
okay,
know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so that's why she's not going to get, like, the attention that she so-called thinks that she wants.
Yeah.
She's getting that from her husband, and that's all she needs.
Yes.
You understand? So that's my stand on it. I mean, that's how I feel about it. Like,
mm-hmm.
she just needs to be secure within her marriage. Because at the bottom line is, he's going home with her.
Yes.
He's sleeping next to her every night. Mm-hmm. He loves her.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Like, so what's the problem? Like,
I do.
You know
do,
what I'm saying? Like,
I
you
do,
got
really
a fine husband that every woman wishes they had.
Not every woman.
Well, not every woman, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, nah, I don't think Steph is attractive.
No,
like,
I think
his character
think
and stuff is dope,
basic.
And I think his
well,
character
that's
is
where, well, that's what I'm talking about. Not
yeah,
as far as look-wise. I'm talking about his swag, the way that he carries himself.
Okay. Yes.
A lot of women would want that type of man.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's
what right. That's what I mean. I didn't mean,
okay.
like, look-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, like, personality
I
and
understand.
His swag and stuff like that.
Now I do understand. And see, for me...
I think the reason he's getting the attention is because he is a basketball star.
Yes.
I truly believe that in the world, no problem, in the world, that because he is basic in looks, and if he wasn't famous and
Let's not down his looks.
I'm not saying that he's ugly. I'm saying that he is basic.
Let's not even talk about his looks. Let's not even look at how he looks.
I almost say let her make her point, because I'm going to follow this up.
Mm-hmm.
This is linked to something that's very important.
I'll take the floor. I'm going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Because in all reality, when we first see a person, our attraction is from the way they look.
That's true.
We're not looking at you and saying, oh man, she has a beautiful mind, if we never fucking heard you speak.
Facts.
Okay, so I am looking at you based on, oh damn, I think he's gorgeous, or he's not that cute. So in the regular world, not the basketball world,
mm-hmm.
if he was a regular, girls would not be hollering like that. I truly believe that 90% of it is the fact that he has a bag, and why not want to fucking secure it?
I think that's the only thing. If we really want to be honest, I really don't think anyone's checking for Steph Curry. Like, let's really be honest. Yeah. Nobody's not out here talking about Steph Curry is the one. We only hear about Steph Curry when it comes to basketball. So yeah. I don't even think that his looks, I think that's it. He's a basketball player.
And that's what I'm saying. So I'm not saying that he's not attractive. I'm not saying that. I just feel like there's more to it.
Yes.
I don't feel like it's his looks. I feel like it's the money. And everybody wants that. Everybody wants money. Everybody wants that financial freedom where they can do, buy, have anything that they want. And why not? Women have been doing this since the beginning of the time. We're talking Jordan time. We're talking about Wilt Chamberlain time. Man, fuck Jordan. Mm. We're talking about way back when that women would sleep. Exactly. Yeah. Where women would throw themselves. How did Magic Johnson just contract HIV? Monkey. Like, yeah. Come on now. This has been since the beginning. So I feel like with her, you have to check yourself. My thing is, know what you have though in your husband. Yeah, girls may try to holler, but if he's looking at you and all he wants is you, take pride in that.
Exactly.
Be grateful for that, because most of these NBA niggas ain't really doing that.
No, they're not.
They're not being faithful. They're not being faithful to the end. You understand what I'm saying? My thing is, if you have this man that is only looking at you, yeah, he can be friendly. He can have a conversation with women, but that's not in the back of his mind. In the back of his mind, in front of his mind, his entire mind is my wife. I'm not going to disrespect my wife. I'm not going to cheat on my wife. If that's what he's thinking, then take that and run with it. Now, do we want men to be attracted to us? Yes, we do. Do we want to feel like, yes, we are beautiful, and someone from the outside saying that to us, that just gives us, call it what you want. If it's a false sense of security, call it what you want. But be that as it may, we want that from time to time. So I understand her reasoning for saying, man, you know, I don't see guys checking for me, but just because she doesn't see it doesn't mean that they aren't doing
it. And that's my thing. I feel like I understand where she's coming from. I get what she's saying. You want to have the attention, although you might not really care. Like, you're not trying to step out on your husband, but you still want the attention. But my thing is, like, where would the attention come from? Like, where, like, what does she want? Like, they're not going to talk about Aisha Curry on SportsCenter. They're going to talk about Steph Curry because he's a basketball player. They're not going to talk about Aisha Curry, like, dressing sexy or being out there, because she's not out there. She's a very low-key person.
That's true.
About her husband. She's about her business with her, you know, cooking books and, and cooking and stuff and a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's about her kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the attention that she would be looking for would sort of kind of be not non-existent, but it wouldn't be as big as a person who was throwing themselves out there. We know in today's world on social media, to get the attention that she may, I just want people to look at me a certain way, you got to be giving out something. You can't be fully clothed and out here with a cute face.
Can I chime in? Because that's where the Kim K K comes in at.
Exactly.
Okay? Ooh. That's where that comes in at, because that's what she's seeking. That's exactly. why she goes and posts half-naked pictures.
Yes.
That's okay. why she posts that stuff like that.
Yes. Okay? She wants
because
that
she
attention
wants
and
that
she gets
attention.
It. I agree. And she gets it. Okay? I agree.
And my thing is this. Okay? Yeah, you can go ahead. But now she's trying... Well, let me say this. Now she's trying to kind of turn... that persona
yes.
by going to law school mm-hmm. and all this
and
other
just talked about that.
And
yep.
all this other stuff, but the fact still remains is how you got started is how you're going to end. How you got started was
no.
putting
that.
You got,
oh, no, yes. I don't agree with that because no. I think
yes,
you can't change the course of no.
You
no.
cannot
I,
change
I think
a leopard. You
I agree
cannot,
with Lorraine.
You cannot change a leopard spot.
No.
She's going to seek out and do what she need to do to get that bag just
Period.
Like from the beginning.
Oh,
okay?
Ooh, okay,
because she leaked out that tape.
Period.
Ain't nobody did that. She Ooh. Did that. She did that because she knew that that was gonna put her name on the mark and get her name out there. And she did what she had to do. Must respect. If that's how you want to do it that way,
okay,
you do it that way. But own up to it. You understand?
Yeah,
don't say.
You, but how you start is not how you finish. That I don't agree with.
Well, I don't agree
for,
with that
for
either.
Some. But I'm saying for Kim K. Oh yes, I don't
okay.
care because well. That's just how I feel on that one.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
I'm,
no,
I'm
and
a,
you're
I'm
entitled
a,
to your opinion.
No, you are definitely. All right, so there's a couple of things that I feel like you guys said that are very, very interesting. And I think as a collective, there's a lot of issues here. Personally,
yes.
I stand with Aisha. I don't think that there's nothing wrong with what she said.
Uh-huh.
No.
If you listen properly to what she said, number one, she said, first off, I do not want it.
Yes.
That means I don't want you coming and hollering at me. I'm not trying to get a reaction from you.
Yes.
She literally said that in the interview, and I feel like that's being entirely skipped over.
That
However,
is.
She made the observation that when in light of, if I'm playing the contrast of, I notice women literally throwing themselves at my husband head over heels, and I'm attractive, I'm smart, I'm God-fearing, I have my own businesses, I've developed my character. Let's pause for a minute and think about who we're speaking of. We have a whole bunch of women saying, oh, she needs to be secure. You need to just be secure. Bong that. We do need to be secure, but the only way to get secure, number one,
mm-hmm.
is to face your demons and to face your insecurities.
So
let's talk about peeling the layer back first before we just start telling somebody what they need to do.
Yes.
Because if you don't peel the layer back, you're never going to get to the root. And if you don't get to the root, you're never going to build up from that, and you're never going to build a tree.
Agreed.
Okay,
so can I intercede on one thing?
All right.
Okay, so my thing is this. As women in general, we all are insecure, period.
Period.
We have
insecurities that we all feel.
Come on now. Yes.
Okay, and everybody, if you are true to yourself, you know what your insecurities
Absolutely.
Are. And that was her insecurity, and she put it out on the table, and people spit on it. And that's what happened.
That was rude.
I agree.
So, that being said, I also think that, number one, we're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
We're not listening to listen as a society. We're not listening to learn. We're not listening to peel back the layers. We're listening to respond. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Two, that's a part of our popcorn mentality. We dissect information in such tiny little sound bites because it's fed to us in little ways, and here we are just ready to scoop it up
because Instagram
said it, or because YouTube or Facebook, whatever the case may be, that we have lost the ability to critically think and listen to somebody, and again, listen to the layers of what this individual is saying.
Mm-hmm.
One, she says she didn't want the male attention. Two, it was an observation. There's nothing wrong with that.
But this is my thing. If you don't want it, why bring it up?
Because she's being honest.
I understand her being honest, but I feel like this is the thing. In some situations, everything does not need to be put out there.
You better
like,
speak.
I'm going to have to speak. Because for the simple fact is you don't want the male attention, but then you're going to come out and say you want... She knows that was going to blow up. You're not messing with no regular degular. You messing with one of the greatest niggas in NBA of our time.
Yes.
Steph Curry's not a nigga like a bench warmer. He's a big name.
No,
so she knows... Whether she comes out and says, I don't like snow, I like to eat tacos, or I don't like humans, it's going to blow up.
It's
so
gonna go viral.
It's gonna go viral.
But
so I feel like for her
it
to
should
even.
Though. It should go viral.
It should, but
because
I feel like if you don't.
You to think.
That's true, but if you don't want. I don't think that was her point. I think she was just saying it.
She was
it,
being just transparent.
And I think, yeah, she was just having a conversation with, you know, a bunch of women, but I feel like. That really didn't need to be said.
Oh,
I just don't. I don't think
that.
It needs
so
to be said.
So to me, I think you're saying that should have been said off mic, not on the
if,
not on table.
If
talk.
She
That's
didn't
crazy.
Want it to, if only if she didn't want the backlash. Now, for me,
like, I don't mind the backlash. So, like, what I said in our first video about the relationship versus religion, I knew that that was going to cause an uproar with certain people, but I don't care. You understand what I'm saying? But I feel like in her situation,
no, I feel like she don't care. She's unapologetic. She is unapologetic,
but you could tell it's hurting her because even Steph Curry came back with an apology and he was even cursing, and this nigga don't curse. Like, you could tell it's hitting her.
Let's be real. No. And I think this is where we all, I think everybody at their core wants to be understood. So if I tell you something and I'm giving you my truth, and it comes to a point to where I feel like you being so OD ignorant and you don't understand me, it's not that the backlash is there. If I'm in my truth and you understand me clearly and we have a disagreement, it is what it is.
Yes.
But if you come to me with ignorance and misunderstanding, that hurts. Because at our core, we all want to be understood.
Yes.
We all want to be accepted. We want to be loved. We don't want to be judged so harshly to where all of a sudden you sit back and be like, well, damn, what I said, was that horrible? Like, did I really, like, did it sound that bad?
See, I'll never open up again because I allowed myself to be vulnerable, and then you guys just chewed me up instead of hearing what I said.
Exactly.
And, like, giving me tips and tools. And I get that. But I do feel like some things, maybe we shouldn't share that.
If it is an insecurity,
if that is really an insecurity of hers, then seek help privately. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think the fact that...
Wow, I'm really surprised to hear you say that.
Yeah, seek it private. Only because when you're on a certain stage, when you have a platform such as hers...
Damn, no.
Nikki, but you have to accept the fact that there are levels to this world.
There is levels
to people's... People.
And especially since
there are mediocre niggas that niggas don't give a fuck about. Then there's other niggas that niggas is really learning about. Then there's other niggas that are on the top that niggas want to be like.
But see, that's
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's right, though, Ash. I'm saying
no,
it is.
No, I agree with you. I'm saying it is. Especially with the social media era. That's just what it is. And you just got to take that.
But let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Is it not true that we always are the ones who are saying, just be real.
Just be real. Keep it funky.
Keep it 100. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but I think there's an underline to that.
There definitely is. Like, this is my thing. Her being, her saying what she said, cool, say what you say. But the thing is like, for her to be like, to come out after and be like, well, I just said it. I was just telling my truth because I want everybody to know my truth. You cannot expect for everybody to agree with you because some people do.
Facts.
Just because that's what you think. That's what her thinking, like her saying, listen, I want other people to, you know, acknowledge me. There's nothing wrong with that. But you got to understand, too, why would anybody do that? For the simple fact, not because you're ugly, but because people have a respect for Steph Curry. He's not no tough nigga. He's not out here being disrespectful. He's mad cool. You know he's about his family. You know he's all about Aisha. This nigga's not checking for no side chicks from what we see. So why would you want... They're just saying like, yo, you got that attention from this nigga. You got a good dude.
You don't
need that attention from everybody.
She's not saying that though. And this is where I don't understand the conversation switch. This is a little frustrating in my opinion. Because to me, this speaks to patriarchy in my opinion. In my opinion, in our society, that a woman's thoughts and feelings can only solely be directed to the man that she's with. Can she not have thoughts and perspective outside of her simply just being a spouse?
I don't think it has to do with her being a woman, though.
It does, because in my opinion, it does. Because if a man were to say something like that, we may not agree with it. We may see a dog or this and that and third. But if it was articulated in the way that she articulated it, and it was a male that said, dang, like, I see my wife out there getting all the attention. And, like, I'm always passed over. Like, sometimes I want to know, like, I'm still a good dude. Like, I have potential.
I think it depends on the situation, though. Like, if it was,
it would be acceptable as a male. People would
but
say,
it depends. Oh, it depends, you know, though.
But that's society. That's the world as a whole.
But that's what I'm talking about.
But you're not falling in line with it. You're going against the grain, saying that you
because
don't think
I'm
it's
a thinker.
No, and I understand that. But what I'm I get you. Represent. But what I'm saying is, I don't think that just because we're having this discussion is not going to change the course of how life has been for the last umpteen years. Man has always been dominant. It's always been a double standard with women. And women are never looked at as equal. So you know that going in. This young lady is not stupid.
She knows.
Okay? She knows that it's a double standard. She knows that if her husband said the same thing, he would get a different response.
But see, he would get a different response. But you got to think about it, though. She does not have the fame that he has.
Okay,
so let's talk about people who have that fame. If Barack Obama came out and said, yo, Michelle is getting all this attention and niggas ain't giving me no attention, we're gonna chew Obama up. If Jay-Z comes out and says that he's not getting enough attention and he needs the attention from women because Beyonce gets all the attention, we chewing Jay-Z up whether he's ugly or not. That nigga got a bag, and that's what these women are out here looking for. Niggas is not looking for looks, we looking for that bag. So that's a different thing. If Jay-Z came out, no, that's the same thing. That's the same thing.
Okay, so backtrack on this. All right, because the JC, I can't even say his name right. I don't care how much damn money that man got. I'm sorry, Jay-Z. You know, I'm not really a fan of your music, but you know, you're all right. But, I would never be in, no.
Some see, but you want it. You want it. But that's the thing, though. We're talking about the women that would. I would never go to Seth Curry and try to holler at that nigga, whether he had a billion dollars. Not my
but that's just like, yeah. But that's just like in Jay-Z's songs, right, that he used to rap back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, yeah, you know, before I became popping, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to try to holler.
He was ugly and didn't want to touch me.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Then showed up with that dubbed out buggy.
Exactly.
Right. He's got fuzzy. And they don't remember me, and I don't remember you.
Exactly.
And that's I fucking love Jay-Z.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? But my thing is like this. Just like you said, okay? Today's generation, I'm saying today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day, it was different.
It was.
Today's generation is all about the coin and the bag.
That's true.
Okay? Back in the day,
more than anything.
You had more morals.
Okay.
The morals were definitely, yeah.
Oh my God. Did you see him? Oh my goodness. Like, he is on everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nowadays, that he could be black as tar.
Yeah.
And if that man,
I love me a tar baby.
Okay, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, because there are some very, very, very good looking dark skinned men.
The darker
okay?
the better.
Okay. But okay, like my not, you know, Lord forgive me.
What?
Okay, like Bodak, what was it? Bodak?
Oh, yeah,
Kodak Black?
Oh, never.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
We don't even acknowledge him. We don't even, we're not even going to say his name. We don't acknowledge him. Because we don't acknowledge him. We don't acknowledge him. But that person.
But that type of, that type of energy and that type of look or whatever.
Disgusting.
How anybody can be attracted to that is like, yo, you got to be like, I don't understand.
Yeah, and I feel like they're not. It's the point that they're attracted to.
Okay.
But some people still might think that they're attractive. Because to me, I feel like Jay-Z, when he was younger, if he was a man, he was not bad looking. I would have definitely talked to him.
I wouldn't talk about him like y'all did. Like,
nah, I can't talk about my Uncle Jay. Nah. Auntie B, can't do that.
I'm pausing you because I feel like y'all brought up good points, but I feel like when we're talking about this, this, like many topics, has intersectionality in it, which means you have multiple truths at one time, and they're layered. So one, we're talking about how famous somebody is. That's going to affect the topic of this conversation.
It does, true.
That is a section on its own. To me, that's separate from an individual as a human expressing themselves. That's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
You have that truth, and you have the truth of fame. You also have patriarchy. I'm sorry? We may know it going in. However, I feel like the topic is important.
Okay.
Because one, we have made strides. Two, we're not where we need to be. And if we do not dissect this stuff, talk it and bring it to the table, we don't have hope in bringing it forward.
Okay.
We can't just accept the system as it is. That's why we are here. We are here to disrupt.
No, I understand that.
I think four, we need to talk about how we're socialized. You brought up a very good point, all of you. Men are socialized. How are they desirable? Typically, men are socialized to be what? Providers.
Yes, that's it.
Women are socialized to be what? Desirable.
Everything.
She was speaking to the socialization of how women are socialized. we just passed right over that.
Okay. See, no, and I get what you're saying, but like, where, but this is my question, and this is not a question that any of us can answer. She would have to answer this. Where are you looking for these people to do this? Like, because you don't want a bunch of niggas just coming at you, jumping at you. Yo, Aisha, you looking good. And then you're going to be like, oh my God, why are they talking to me like this? What are you looking for? Because I'm confused. Because you don't want niggas. And she's not looking. That's why, for the simple fact, is if you're not looking, why'd you bring it up? Because nine times out of ten, when you got a good man, like what we see, because we don't know, but from what we see, you know that he worships the ground that she walks on. Why do you want attention from these random, regular, degular niggas? I want that attention from my husband.
Making it OD. Like,
how are we making it OD? That's the same. And I think that's what people were trying to say. Like, girl, why do you care? So, like, there's nothing out here, bro, compared to what Steph Curry is doing, especially with the level that he's at. There's nothing out here.
That's
nothing.
She's not saying she doesn't have a good man. She's not grateful for it. But grateful for the
union. And I get that part. But you want people to make you desirable. But this is what I'm saying. Wouldn't you want that from your husband? Why do you want that from random dudes? That's why it made no sense.
She's not saying I need or want that from random dudes.
She said she doesn't want it, but she just...
Correct.
Okay, so you don't want it, why bring it up?
Basically, because it's something that you notice. You're first of all, that's way too much pressure on people and relationships. Now we're going back into having unrealistic expectations in a relationship. Your partner is not your everything.
No, they're not your everything. No, they're not your everything. But
even if you have a great partner, you are, that's why we talk about being whole and having wholeness in yourself before you pair up with somebody.
That's true.
Because no matter how much somebody gives you, even in a sense like Steph Curry, we all know that he seems to be a model husband.
He seems to be.
As she seems to be a model wife. Exactly. That's, they're like the yin and the yang. And what she's saying is based on our equalness, knowing who I am and knowing all the things that I do attribute and bring to the table, I'm a little surprised that I don't get like at least a little bit of attention.
See, and then I gotta come at you with, but I gotta come at you with that one, because then we wanna go back to what even Jada Pinkett and the moms were saying. You do get that when it comes to people talking about having a good relationship and a healthy relationship in the basketball community. They're top.
Okay.
Nobody says, oh, Dwayne Wade and Gab, because niggas got brick babies. Steph Curry don't got that. Steph Curry, she been riding with this nigga since they were teenagers, and he's still riding with her. So that's why people are like, what are you talking about? If Dwayne Wade came out and said something crazy like that, we'd be like, nigga, don't do it, because you got a whole baby. I mean, not a half one, a whole one. So in their situation, it's different. I think that's why people are so annoyed and like, girl, why are you telling people that? Because she has a good dude, and he really does. People always say, like, when I think of a basketball relationship, or and I look at that, you would want to say, yo, I want something like Steph Curry and Aisha Curry. Niggas is not gonna be saying that about somebody who does not treat her right. He doesn't disrespect her. When that girl was in the crowd and was looking at him all sexual, that nigga wasn't looking back.
That's a little problematic, though.
How is that problematic?
It's a little problematic because this is when we attach fantasy to reality.
Exactly.
And we have these power couples or these couples that we idolize.
Yep.
Listen, they do look like they have a great relationship, but what needs to be understood that even within things that are great, you've got two flawed people and people who have feelings and needs, but those feelings and needs should be validated, they're acceptable, and they're okay.
Okay.
So what I hear from you when you say that is, you got a good one. Shut up and be happy.
No, but it's not always that. What I'm saying is that when people talk...
But are you saying that, though?
I am not. What I'm trying to say... No, I'm not. What I'm trying to say is that when people talk about the relationships, they're not just talking about Steph Curry. They're talking about Aisha Curry, too. They don't always look at Steph Curry and say, oh, Steph Curry plays ball. They're like, yo, she out here doing great. She's having these babies. She's taking care of them. She looks good.
Okay.
She's has her cooking show. She turned her little meals that she was just taking pictures of and turned it into an empire. That's what we're looking at. Nobody's not just looking at Steph Curry.
Okay.
We're really looking at Aisha.
The Aisha that she want, that she says that she doesn't want you to, but does want you to look at, is the other, not the person that built the empire. She wants you to look at her. She wants her physical. She wants you to see, be like, okay, well, my husband. No, a lot of women are after my husband because of the simple fact of they think that he's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, well, damn, I'm looking in the mirror. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm good too. Like, but what's really good? Like, nobody's really hollering at
me. She said,
there's something wrong with me.
See, no, and I definitely understand that.
Exactly. And that's why she was vulnerable, okay, and said what she said, because she's lacking something within her that she has to really sit back and think and be like, okay, I know my husband tells me that I'm beautiful, but why do I seem to want to get it from out there?
See, no, okay. And listen, I get that. Can I just say something real quick before I forget? So I get that. What I'm trying to say is that you get... In today's world, right, no, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying, because I'm about to break it down. In today's social media world, if you do not put out sex, you're not getting sex. She does not post pictures showing her body. No, she posts 9 times out of 10, she's fully covered. Niggas is not, we know in today's world, the men of today's time, whether they're 20, 40, or 60, in the social media era, they're not looking for somebody who's fully clothed. You're not going to get that attention. If Rihanna never showed her body,
she wouldn't have
made it to where she was today.
Exactly. I agree with you.
So Aisha's not going to, Aisha doesn't put out sex. She's not going to get sex. And I think that Aisha's a beautiful woman. But I feel like the attention that she's putting out, like, I feel like it would be, niggas might feel like, yo, that's disrespectful. You being real disrespectful towards her. Oh my gosh, she's so sexy. You know she's not even that type. She's probably going to be like, oh no, why are they doing that? So it's like, she's not putting out sex, you're not going to get sex.
No, that's
if she's not
point.
Putting out sex though, she's definitely going to get it.
No, that's the whole point.
She's going to get it.
Basically, you're talking about attraction there. That's the law of attraction. That's the law of seed.
Yeah.
And reaping, you reap what you sow. So she's not putting these negative things out there. That's why it's crazy to me that people really didn't understand what she was saying. Everybody wants to be seen. Every woman wants to be seen as pretty and valuable.
They want to, not everybody though.
To be
seen as a beautiful woman, most definitely, yeah. but not every woman wants to be sexualized because
that's
not what she said. But in today's world, that's what she's going to get. Niggas is not gonna be. Everybody was under her comments saying, "Oh my God, Aisha, you're so pretty." She's not gonna be satisfied because they already doing it. Go to her comments and read it.
Not necessarily, because look how they do Michelle Obama. They praise her. They think that, you know, well, some people, you know, they don't think she's attractive, but other people really think that she's attractive. Not because of her looks, okay, but because of her confidence and the way that she carries herself.
See, but then that goes into things.
So that they might not, but they were like, oh my gosh, like I wish I had a Michelle Obama in my life, okay. And she's not the most attractive person.
See, but that's your opinion. I think Michelle Obama is a beautiful woman.
Yes, I like that. But I'm saying some people. I didn't say me in general. I'm saying some people don't think that she's that attractive, but because of the way she comes off and the way her personality is and the way her confidence and the way she carries herself, men are looking for that. They're not looking for the person that's twerking and showing their butt and showing their boobs and all the other stuff.
But I think there are men out there that's the same with Aisha.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I think that not every man out there wants that twerking, you know,
no,
woman
they don't.
Out there.
That's why
saying?
I feel like she should appreciate it.
And that
that's crazy.
Well, listen, I'm about to cause a major uproar. Because as I was listening to all three of you all speak your opinions on Aisha, the thought popped into my head, I feel like it's more jealousy than insecurity.
I agree.
I feel like she is jealous of her husband.
Yes.
The attention that he's getting.
Yes.
And it's not so much as an insecurity.
I agree.
As it is, I want dudes to flock over me. Like, why aren't they flocking to me?
Agreed.
Like, why are they just going to him and not to me?
But where is... See, this is my problem.
I love
y'all.
Go ahead, speak on it. This is my problem
with our mentality as a society. We know better. First of all, Christians, I'm looking at all y'all because y'all know the word.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you're spiritual at all, I'm coming for your neck too. Mm-hmm. Because what you're supposed to understand is that anything has a root. And knowing that, yes, it may be a form of jealousy, but where does jealousy come from? It comes from insecurity. We got to get to the root.
That's
true. We're talking about discussing where the root is. We've got to be able to think on a deeper level than what is just presented to us. Face value.
Not all the time. Fucking gives it a headache.
It does. Outside influence is never good. I don't know anybody who has an outside influence and it was good. It was always negative. Now, I just don't understand what she's trying to look. I would have to have this conversation with her. What are you looking for? Because people do talk about Aisha. Nobody pushes Aisha Curry to the back. They're always talking about Aisha Curry.
Maybe, okay. So
that's what I'm saying. What is she looking for, though?
What about this perspective?
Give me one.
You've had kids with this man consistently for the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
All of us who are moms at this table, yes, know, and especially if you have multiple kids.
Yes.
Okay? Your identity, you begin to lose who you were as an individual.
Facts.
Okay. And your whole life becomes servitude to your husband, mm-hmm, or servitude to your kids.
That's true.
And you begin to lose who that person is. And sometimes it's nice to know that I'm seen outside of this capacity.
Question.
Maybe she's so into that, and that's why she does do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of these women, mm-hmm, out here are like, oh, you need to be thankful, or you need to be filled, or you need to work on your insecurity. First of all, she, like you said, mm-hmm, she took her meals and she made it into an empire. She is doing so many positive things that this one time, take the freaking plank out of y'all's own eye before you wipe the speck out of your brother's eye.
You know what?
This is wild crazy to me.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Because this woman, I feel like, has exercised all of that discipline in many areas of her life to the point to where we can judge, because the word says if you see fruit, you can tell where that fruit came from.
Yes.
She's got a plethora of fruit.
She does.
And we're over here talking about a tiny little speck? Get the fuck out of here.
We wouldn't have talked about
it.
If she didn't bring it up.
She
but it should
first,
be understood so. At a better level. Like, I feel
I mean,
like
it's not understood to me only because I don't know what she's looking
gotta
for.
Be explained.
I mean, it's understood. It's understood that, girl, first of all, you know better. If you have your own little insecurities or shit that you're going through, certain shit you just have to keep
you
private.
You have to. Man, don't woman, child, elder.
Sometimes. If you're going to share with somebody,
if you don't want people
if you're
going to
share with somebody, share with your therapist.
But sometimes you get cut off, you get caught off guard, just like she did at Red Table.
Well, she should have asked Jada to edit it.
Period.
I disagree.
What I think it's beautiful. First of all, Aisha, I think it's beautiful that you spoke your truth. I think what you did was dope. I don't always want to see a finished product. If you've ever been through anything in your life that is either out of your control or you don't understand how to quite control it properly yet, and it's a struggle or it's a battle for you, I love when people can be transparent enough to say, listen, this is my journey. I'm not at the finish line, but I'm going to allow you to walk with me through this journey. I love it when people show that they're flawed. I think that's dope.
I didn't get that
from
either.
The
that's
conversation,
not showing that you're flawed.
That. Because you want people to acknowledge you.
And, but Nikki,
oh,
you
God.
Be thinking shit
like,
on
what?
A deeper level. And I respect
too deep.
It.
How is that too deep?
No.
Because
no.
I don't
it's
understand
not
why
deep.
This blew up. I disagree with Ashley.
I'm
I
talking
do
about
not
this
believe
situation.
That it's not too deep. I believe that the way your mind actually processes things and then you project things from your thought process, I love that. I love
she's
that.
She's not the typical. Like
no,
really
definitely
not. Typical.
You're a different breed.
Mm-hmm.
But at the
I
same did. At the same time,
can't be sure
this is a society. But listen, this is a society that we live in, and yeah, we can push the narrative for change. But this is the way it's been for upteen years, and being that we're speaking on the Bible, we know that we also too live in a fallen world.
Mm-hmm.
So shit ain't gonna change until Christ come back.
Exactly.
So my thing is knowing that and being a child of God and knowing that people are gonna judge you. 50% of the people are gonna judge you because they're jealous of what you have. The other 50% are gonna judge you because they are miserable.
That's it. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the thing. Because either things are coming from faith or they're coming from fear.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Okay, so but faith comes from what? It comes
hearing.
From love.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
well, no, that's the first thing, hearing the word.
Yeah.
That's what came from.
Oh,
right.
We're talking about the Bible.
Yo, you're 100%
okay.
Right.
Okay.
But what allows you to have faith in Christ is love. It's that seed
yes,
of love.
Yes,
so if the opposite of love is fear.
Yes.
So I feel like these people are speaking out of their own insecurities and fear.
Most
we're
definitely.
Mad that we don't have a Steph Curry. We're mad that we see you shining in
the
way.
Moment,
you don't, I don't think that you think that you're blessed
I'm
enough.
Joking. Oh,
no. No.
I don't even think she... My only thing is, like, what is she looking for? That's my thing. Like, when she says... When she says...
Head nod or an acknowledgement. Like, okay.
You telling me that niggas is not giving head nods at Aisha?
She said it's been 10 years. Now, it's possible that she's so naive.
I think that she wants... I think she wants the wrong attention.
In her own identity with whatever's going on in her household that she doesn't notice it. And that's exactly what they said.
And they did say that.
You
don't notice it.
Exactly.
You guys are turned off.
And I think she doesn't notice it because, once she's not really looking for it.
So
yes, I think it was just a thought that
just
came
went
to
the whole circle.
Yeah.
No,
so
absolutely, that's not
what we don't agree though.
This is what I would like for her to know.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that she is the model to me Okay. From what I see from social media, yeah, is, was it Psalm 31? Okay. The you know, the prosperous woman. Okay, yes. She provides. The she states, you know, you know what I'm saying, for Proverbs. I'm sorry.
Yep.
That she,
the virtuous woman.
The virtuous woman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. She, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like she.
That is
she,
my goal.
That's my goal as well. Yes. And my thing is this: in that psalm, and you know what I'm saying, like it said, you know, the wife, she cooked, she cleaned,
she sewed,
she gathered food, she got the cloth and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and went out, and you know what I'm saying, and sold,
and her husband revered her,
right?
Like
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Okay.
And,
yes.
And that's my thing. Like mm-hmm. you are this woman. Like mm-hmm. we striving to be like you, mm-hmm. and don't seek out, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, for other people, because you got it already.
And that's where I'm coming from.
Don't seek out. You're looking for the wrong outside influence. Good. Is never good on a not a perfect, but a good marriage. It's never good. You're going to get that attention from somebody that you probably was like, I ain't really care. But then you might start feeling it. Then you start talking to niggas. Then you start hanging out with them. You just going to mess up a good thing, bro. And it's not just you. It's him, too. He knew when that girl was in that stadium, that pretty girl, mm-hmm. banging shape, had on a nice outfit, was licking that cup and looking at him, he knew, I could pull her aside after the show, but I'm going to mess up a good thing. It's not just her. We're not putting it on women. I'm putting it on him too. But if this nigga's not out here looking for the female attention, you should not be out here looking for this male attention, because the outside influence is never good. If anybody here or anybody in this world could tell me that you had outside influence and it was good on your marriage, then I will accept it, but can't nobody tell me that. So boom. What else? Mm. It's not good.
Really? I'm coming for you
now. Come for me now. Come for me.
Says the one that wants a whole over relationship.
But that's the thing, though. But that's the thing, though.
I'm coming for you now.
But you can come for me, though, because but you know my situation with the polygamy, how I feel about it.
Yeah, but
when I said my polygamy, we all don't have an open relationship. Ashley has an open relationship.
I get that.
You are mine. But he is mine. We're together. Mm-hmm. We are together.
But see,
you doing what I'm saying.
But and that, okay. But see, that's an interesting thing that you bring up.
Yes.
Because what you're saying is I want structure without purpose.
Yeah.
And structure, now, here's the thing. Structure mm-hmm. without purpose, that's the law.
Yeah.
That you want law, you want religion,
yes.
you want whitewashed tombs without the relationship. And guess what, baby? It never works.
Work. But
and that's why Christ came.
But you know what? And that's true. But guess what?
That was real.
That was definitely real. But I'm not out. But see, but that's the thing. I'm not in a polygamy relationship. When I say that, that's for fun and games. And I think that it's cool. Yeah. If it worked. But yeah. I will never be in a polygamy relationship. So it's still going back to what we're saying. Outside influence is not good on a good marriage. Aisha, accept what you got. Steph Curry, appreciate and respect what you have, and keep it going. Continue to be good. Keep giving us these babies that look exactly alike, and keep being positive. Aisha, keep giving us these good recipes, and Steph Curry, keep going to the finals, and we will appreciate it. Done.
People, speak your truth.
There we go. Speak your truth.
Speak your truth, people. Yeah. Ain't no shame in your game. It don't matter what you want.
I mean, the backlash, you just understand that when you're on a certain level,
it's going to come out.
You will get a response.
That's real.
People are going to respond.
Those of us that are on a different level, that think differently, when we start pushing agendas, businesses, culture,
mm-hmm.
social media,
yes.
politics forward, if y'all don't get it and you ain't keeping pace, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'll show you the product. Just make sure you buy it.
Right.
That was great.
That was good. Anybody else got anything else to say?
I'm good on that topic.
You good? Yeah, I'm good
on
that topic
y'all.
Too. All right, we out.
Peace.
This is Art of Innovation.
Peace.